They were playing that song about you swag and surf. And I looked around, I was like, this is pretty sweet.
It's Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we continue live. It has been a fun Wednesday, as always. Coming up behind us, the two sexies, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. Henry Toa Toa, you'll hear him as you will hear the fellas interview Henry Toa Toa live coming up right behind us.
Oh, my bad about that teasing there, dude.
What? You'll hear Nah. You hear them. It's coming up right after we get done. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, as they've been holding it down at camp as well. Catching them in the mornings. Make sure you listen to them in the mornings as well. They'll be off tomorrow, although with an off day coming up. But behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, Henry Toa Toa coming up. So you make sure you stay tuned for that. And following that, Area 45, they are back in action. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago getting after it tonight. I'm sure they'll talk a little bit about this Astros win, and they will. And I'm telling you, I think it's really important that you stay with those bastards tonight because they will have any kind of news that may come out, trade news, anything that could come out with Carlos Correa, with Dylan Cease, with Nolan Arenado, whoever. They may have trade discussion or info, so stay tuned for those guys as they hold it down live and local 7 to 11.
Be cautious with Creighton tonight.
And Bajani and Santiago. Be cautious with all of them tonight. Best bets coming up in just a bit as well. By the way, I threw that out. Fellas, both of y'all can jump in on this. Is it a... Is it already decided that Carlos Correa would be the one to play third? Is Peña the better shortstop? There's a situation to me of There's a situation of is Peña the better shortstop, and then by the way, is it still Carlos's team if he's on it? Does he have seniority?
Oh,
over?
It picks right back up. He's back in ownership. Absolutely.
Does he have seniority over there? I mean, I guess I don't. I mean, obviously, it's already been kind of spoken about him playing third. But when I saw that, I'm like, is he automatically going over?
Well, yeah. Now, look, I think he automatically goes to third. Absolutely, there. Jeremy Peña at third just doesn't look right to me. Doesn't even add up. So, I mean, and
Correa's cannon for an arm.
Yeah.
For me,
I mean, Correa can make the move. Correa can Alex Rodriguez this thing and move to third and with no problem, and we can keep this thing moving forward. And I don't know how real it was, but when we were talking about the Astros possibly going after Bregman before he signed with the Red Sox, the thought was Paredes could play second base kind of deal, or Bregman could play second base. And so I don't know that best case scenario, Paredes does come back late. Can he play second base at that point in time? So, look, I think Los is an ideal third baseman given the scenario. And absolutely, you can't keep an alpha from being an alpha. And I think he steps back in and he is immediately – he's immediately that dude. Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad you brought up the A-Rod situation because A-Rod was the better third base, was the better shortstop between him and Jeter defensively. He was the better shortstop, but it was Jeter and it was the Yankees.
It's a biracial angel.
Right. This is that Peña's not Jeter right now. Well, obviously, I think he would come over and not
better.
I would assume that Carlos, you're probably right. I would assume Carlos Clint would come over and be like, "Hey, you got it. I just want to be a part of this bad boy, man. I just want to get over here and be a part and be back with the fellas and be back with the boys. And I'll play a little third base and do my thing and let you hold it down." By the way, that would be a hell of a defensive that side of the field right there at short and at third. With those arms and range that those two guys have. But, yeah, you're probably right. I'm sure Carlos would. would roll over to third.
He's an alpha.
He is an alpha. He is. He will take over this bad boy. By the way, if you missed it with Christian Javier, he is going to go and make another start with AAA Sugarland.
Big cheeks.
Tonight, yes. I wouldn't say big cheeks, but...
Swollen.
A little puffy. A little puffy.
Yeah, that is the best one, puffy.
A little puffy. But the Astros hope to get 55 to 60 pitches out of Christian Javier today as he takes the mound for the Space Cowboys. Jeremy Pena, he's going to play shortstop, have the day off tomorrow, and hopefully at that point he could potentially rejoin the club. And maybe he is playing next to Carlos Correa. Maybe Correa is already there as when he comes back from his IL stint with those ribs. Again, if you missed it, he did get in, played with the Space Cowboys yesterday, went 0-for-2, but he did have a walk, hit by pitch, scored 2 runs, and those 0-for-2 were strikeouts there. But as we talked about earlier, Clint, for him, it's not really about performance. That it's more about him getting his work in, him feeling good, no pain when he swings, no pain when he lets it all out, and if he can just push it 100%.
Hell, I would argue him getting off balance or out in front of a pitch or behind a pitch and having some awkward swing is more beneficial, and obviously not having any kind of pain during that is more beneficial than him getting up there and just raking on the first couple of pitches every time he's at the plate. So, it doesn't matter. Jeremy Pena can be 0-for-5, 0-for-6. He can be 4-for-4. I don't give a damn. It's just a matter of getting out there, getting the game reps, pulling the trigger, letting it rip a few times, and then how quickly can you get back to the big leagues with the Astros, whether it's at home or it's on the road. How quickly can he get back here?
Yeah. From the text line, of course Pena is the better shortstop. Stupid question. Well, then it would be stupid to not play him at shortstop then.
Did you see my reply to that texter?
That's a stupid question.
Stop wasting my time with a dumbass text, listener.
It could be a stupid
love you,
stupid
buddy.
Answer.
Thanks for listening.
I'll be honest with you. I think Pena could play third base. I'll be honest with you. I think they both could play third base. Third base is easier.
But you know what I'm saying with Correa's arm. I mean, we've seen it. That thing is a –
yeah.
I mean, he can throw a frozen rope.
I just think it's more about both of them are above average fielders at short, and you would just They're not rock the boat. Athletic. And he is going to be your future at short. And so you rolled there. But we'll see. Let's not get too carried away. It has not occurred yet. But tomorrow is a big day. By the way, you fellas think we're talking about big moves for the Astros when we get in tomorrow? They're off tomorrow. The Astros and the Texans. You think we're talking about big moves already by the time we get on the air?
Man, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah. I think we are. There's too much smoke out there right now for there not to be some level of fire somewhere. So, yeah, I think Dana Brown got me good and worked up in that damn booth last night when them boys were talking to him about – I mean, he was super transparent. Hell, yeah, we're working. In fact, I'm done with this. At this commercial break, I'm out, boys. I got to go back to work.
The beginnings of a baseball boomer.
Yeah, man.
When you say good and worked up like that, it really sounds like – you really did get good.
Well, hell,
like
I didn't make it up. I did. Turn me on.
You were in there in a sweat and got it and ready to get after it. All right. Tyler, give us a – he's hot, folks. In the green yesterday.
And I'm always sweaty, ready, and ready to get after it.
Okay. In the green yesterday.
I didn't feel right.
Hit all three of his Astros bets already today. He's made over $400. And he's got T-Mill's best bets. And we gets on a streak. He gets on a streak, whether it's winning or losing. He gets on a streak. So maybe this is the streak. What you got tonight?
How damn beautiful hearing you say that number. Because we all knew I needed a green day and needed a bad to some degree. 400, though? Let's go get some drinks, so
that,
boys.
Does that mean that you have room?
I do. I told Clint I do.
How about it, Clint?
Check on his wagers, man. Let's check on his
now,
wagers.
Now... it'll be Clint Sterner decision time if he's going to tell or not. Five like best bets.
We I like hit. That final one.
Yeah. Five best bets, like we've been doing all week. Monday sucked. Last night was cool. Let's make this one terrific. Rays plus 1.5. Rays plus 1.5 as they are traveling to the Bronx to play those turd-ass Yankees. The lowly Athletics of not Oakland, homeless A's, plus 1.5 as well. They are hosting the Mariners, wherever their home is. Back to the Rays and Yankees. I'm on the under in that game. Under 9 runs in that one at minus 105. Back to that other game, Athletics-Mariners. I'm on this under as well. Under 9.5 runs between the Mariners and A's tonight. And then lastly, a player prop for you. He plays for that team up Highway 45, the Arlington Rangers. Uvalde, H-Town native, starting for the Rangers. I got him over 5.5 Ks
Nate Dog
against the Angels tonight for the Houston native, Nathan Uvalde. Those are your five best bets.
Yeah,
that's that old boy that Linda went after, wasn't it? Back when he was up in Boston.
Yeah, he's been pitching really, really well here of late and getting a lot of K's. So that one's not a bad one. I like that one. I'm not putting any of my own money. Obviously, I'm putting doors in right now.
You don't even have to say anymore.
I'll put $100 on that one. That Evaldi, I'll ride that one.
That's right. Ride the wave, baby. Man.
There you go, that, Ron. Nah. Talk me into it, Ron.
Nah, man, I got these. Shout out to Brad at Brick House, but I got these guys putting in doors. Maybe I got to back off. I haven't even got to the floors yet, so it's dicey now. Can't do it. I really would have liked to ride that hot streak with you. Just can't go with you
guys.
That's
just a lie. But okay.
I thought about it, man. I have my wallet out.
Also, just a lie.
I got two singles.
You did really great today on the show, though, bro.
I did. Clint, you did great.
Thanks,
Tyler, great job as well. He's hot, folks. See if he can continue in the green. I am Ron the Show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Put money in my pocket.
Tyler's back on that train today, Ron.
Yeah, it's just the third inning, so look out. But
doesn't change Altuve over 1.5 bases, mother effer.
Hey, he didn't need that, Ron. That's dirty. He didn't
doesn't
need that,
change
man.
Over 3.5 runs already hitting, sucker.
He is having a. He is absolutely on cloud 9 right now, and you just poked the damn balloon.
Don't
you ain't worth
the $350
damn,
in my pocket on a Wednesday afternoon.
Were you in the green yesterday? That's the question. Was you in the green yesterday?
Damn right.
He told me I could bet today. Just
one look at you. Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.